talking cotton with our grain marketing specialist, Kim Anderson. And Kim, we were just down in Altus talking about cotton down there. How is harvest looking out for overall with the state?
Well, if you look around the state, the harvest is underway. On the last report this week, 11% of Oklahoma's cotton had been harvested. That compares to an average of 9%. So it's coming in and it's looking good.
So what's the price looking like?
Well, if you look at the price, it's running around 65 cents a pound. If you watch it, it's been a little lower a couple months ago. It's just wallowing around in this area. It looks like it's going to hold that for a while.
So what's production costs look like as well? I mean, what's going on with that?
Well, if you look at cotton production costs, of course, it's going to depend on where it's irrigated or where there's dry land. It's going to depend on where it's located in the state. But a good average is around $330 an acre. If you want to compare that to wheat, in that same area, wheat's probably around $175 an acre. So you see there's significantly more risk in raising cotton than there is in raising wheat.
So how does producing cotton compare to producing wheat?
Well, if you look at that, you got to put a pencil to it, and yes, it's less operating capital for wheat, but if you don't have the wheat price, and if the wheat price is down around $3.40 and your break-even price is at $4.75 and cotton break-even's around 60 cents, let's say, well, it might be worth taking that 2.5 times more risk to increase the odds of a profit with cotton.
So I guess the big question that producers might be asking themselves, do I produce cotton or do I produce wheat?
Well, I think right now it depends on if you can produce cotton. It's going to take more management. It's going to take more equipment. I was talking to one producer that's switching to cotton or that switched to cotton. He's looking at that $600,000 cost of a cotton picker. So what he did is he bought used planters and he already had the sprayer so he can plant it, he can spray it, and he's going to get it custom harvested. I understand that other producers are going to Texas Panhandle where some farmers are getting out of cotton production in that area. They're buying that used harvest equipment. They're bringing it back to southwestern Oklahoma, harvesting their cotton, and then they'll custom harvest other producers to help cover that cost.
So overall, how does the 2017 cotton stocks compare to last year?
Well, if you look around the world in the United States, slightly higher. The world 90 ending stocks at 92 million bushels. Last year they were at 90. The average is 99, so slightly above average there. If you look at the United States, 6 million bushels. Last year was 2.75 million, so significantly higher in the U.S. The five-year average for U.S. is 3.3 million, so above average in the United States and the world. And that's why our cotton price is probably a little bit below average.
All right, thanks, Kim. Kim Anderson, Crop Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University.